We're glad to present your speaker, Brother V. E. Howard.
Many honest and sincere people are confused about the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So confused are many people that when the Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit, they think only of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Or when the Bible speaks of baptism, some think only of Holy Spirit baptism. What is the baptism of the Holy Spirit? A few important questions will enable us to better understand the subject. 1. Who was the administrator of Holy Spirit baptism? 2. To whom was the baptism of the Holy Spirit promised? 3. Who were baptized with the Holy Spirit? 4. Why were they baptized with the Holy Spirit? And 5. May we expect the baptism of the Holy Spirit today? These are questions for consideration. The Holy Spirit was never given as a command to be administered by man, neither to be obeyed by man. The baptism of the Holy Spirit was a promise to be received by certain men chosen for a certain purpose. In the beginning, the Holy Spirit was an agent of the Father and Son, depending upon them for a right of action. In regard to the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit, the Bible most emphatically declares that Christ, the Son, was the administrator. John the Immerser said, "I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire." Matthew 3:11. Christ, not man, therefore, was the administrator of baptism of the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist could and did baptize in water, but Christ, and only Christ, could baptize with the Holy Spirit. It was Christ, the Son, in his farewell message to the apostles, who commanded them to wait for the power of the Holy Spirit. He said, "But ye shall receive power after the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea, and in Samaria, and in the uttermost parts of the earth." Acts 1:8. Luke reveals that Christ commanded the apostles to tarry in the city until they were clothed with power from on high. Luke 24:49. From John's prophecy, we observe his specific prediction that the identity of the administrator of the baptism of the Holy Spirit would be Christ himself. John spoke to a mixed audience, including disciples and sinners, the wheat and the chaff, so to speak. Therefore, he not only spoke of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, but he spoke of the baptism of fire, which I shall discuss later. One fundamental thing should be understood now, however. John did not mean to include all disciples with reference to being baptized with the Holy Spirit. Neither did he mean that all of the multitude which heard him would receive the baptism of fire. He simply made a prophetic declaration regarding these matters to the multitude that heard him. The logical question now is, who were baptized with the Holy Spirit? There can be no doubt about the identity of those who were promised the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This promise was made to the apostles. The very nature of the baptism of the Holy Spirit will bear evidence of this fact. The apostles were chosen ambassadors of Christ to be guided by the Holy Spirit, revealing to them all truth, as we have learned before in 2 Corinthians 5:18-20 and John 16:13. In order for them to reveal all truth and nothing but the truth, there was the necessity of complete possession of their speech and their writing, being completely endowed by the Holy Spirit or baptized with the Holy Spirit. God entrusted these men, the apostles, with the mysteries of the gospel of the kingdom of God, baptizing them with the Holy Spirit, having ordained them unto this great mission. He said, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you, and ordained you, that ye should go and bring forth fruit, that your fruit should remain, and whosoever shall ask of the Father in my name, it shall be given unto you." John 15:16. Jesus himself did not promise the baptism of the Holy Spirit to all the world. Neither did he promise it to all his disciples, but only to his apostles. In giving his commission to them, he said, "And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." Luke 24, verse 49. Just before Christ ascended to the Father, he referred to the very prophetic statement of John and applied it to the apostles. This is what he said. Are you listening? "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence." Acts 1, verses 4 and 5. To be even be more specific as to the identity of those who should receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we need only to read Acts chapter 1 and verse 2, where the identity is definitely narrowed to the apostles. This is what he said. He, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen. Notice, he gave commandment unto the apostles, the record reveals. Another fact, indicating that all disciples for all time to come would not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit, was the setting of the time when the baptism of the Holy Spirit should be received. Not many days hence, Jesus said. Not many days hence, ladies and gentlemen, does not mean 1900 years hence. The days of fulfillment are fully stated in the Bible. We need only to read the remaining part of the first chapter and the second chapter of the Acts to learn that not many days hence was the first Pentecost, as already pointed out from the Scriptures, after the Lord's resurrection from the dead. It is believed by many good people today that the baptism of the Holy Spirit came upon the 120 disciples gathered in Jerusalem. But a careful and honest analysis of the Scriptures will refute this claim. In the first place, the promise of the baptismal marriage of the Holy Spirit was never made to anyone except to the apostles. It is true that John the Baptist did not specify all who were to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. He did say that some, whom he had baptized in water, would be baptized in the Holy Spirit. But he made it known that he could not administer Holy Spirit baptism. Christ only could baptize with the Holy Spirit, Matthew 3:11. We need only to consult the Scripture further to identify those who did receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This promise was only to the apostles. They did receive the baptism and marriage of the Holy Spirit. Before Christ left the earth, he told the apostles he would send them the Holy Spirit to bring to their remembrance the things that he had taught them and to guide them into all truth. John 14:26, 16:26, and 7-15. To know the identity of those who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we need only to read the account of its administration. The record is found in Acts, beginning with verse 1, chapter 1. Hear it, and I say, are you listening? The former treatise I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he brought through the Holy Ghost, had given commandment unto the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom also he showed himself alive after his passion by many infallible proofs, being seen of them 40 days, and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God, and being assembled to gather with them, notice, with whom? With them, the apostles, commanding them, who? Apostles. He charged them, whom? The apostles, that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye, I ask ye whom? The apostles gave the answer, Ye, the apostles, ye shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days hence. When they, the antecedent of they is whom? The apostles. They therefore were come together. They asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom of Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own power. But ye, and again I ask, whom? The apostles. Ye shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. Acts chapter 1 and the first 8 verses. After this specific promise of the Holy Spirit to the apostles, Christ ascended to the Father in heaven. Now, as absolute evidence that the Lord fulfilled this promise of the Holy Spirit to the apostles, we read the account of the administration of the baptism of the Holy Spirit, beginning with the last verse of Acts chapter 1 and continuing through Acts chapter 2 and verse 4, we read, And they gave forth their lots, and the lot fell upon Matthias. And he was numbered with the 11 apostles. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they, may we pause to emphasize the question, who were they? The antecedent of they, apostles. They, apostles, were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as the rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house in which they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they, and again I pause and inquire, who were they? The antecedent of they can only be the apostles. They, the apostles, were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, and the Spirit gave them utterance. Acts chapter 1, verses 26, and Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Surely, surely, my friends, the identity of the apostles in this text cannot be mistaken. There can be no doubt about it. The apostles only were they who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on this day, the first Pentecost after the Lord's resurrection from the dead. They waited in Jerusalem as they were commanded until Jesus fulfilled his promise by baptizing them with the Holy Spirit. The multitude, including the 120 disciples, was not even present when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles. In verse 6 of Acts 2, it is revealed, Now when this was noised about, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them, and again I emphasize them, the apostles, speak in his own language. As evidence that the multitude did include the 120, we need only to read Acts 1 and verse 15. The Revised Version definitely states, The company of persons was in all about 120. Of the multitude, it was said, And they were all amazed and marveled, saying, Behold, are not all these that speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own language wherein we were born? My friends, don't you know that such questions as those of Acts 1 verse 15 would not have been asked of the 120? Where were the 120? Were the 120 all Galileans? Why was the multitude amazed? Obviously, because they were listening to 12 men who were baptized with the Holy Spirit speak God's word, which was heard and understood in at least 16 languages of different nationalities. The multitude came together, the Bible says, and they were amazed as they listened. Carrying out this divine purpose under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the record reveals, but Peter standing up with the 11, may I pause and ask, standing up with whom? Does the Bible say, Peter standing up with the 120? No, my friends. The 120 did not receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit with the apostles. For it was not God's purpose that they should receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. This is what the Word of God says. But Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and spake forth unto them. Acts chapter 2 and verse 14. Peter stood up with the other apostles who received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You do understand that, don't you? Having been accused of being drunk because of the multitude, they did not understand the purpose of the Holy Spirit or the baptism or merger of the Holy Spirit. The apostles answered the critics by quoting the prophecy of Joel to confirm the fact that they were endowed with the Holy Spirit. And it came to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. And all my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Acts 2:17-21. The apostle said, this is that which has been spoken through the prophet Joel. He plainly says, this is that. These are not drunken, but this is that which hath been spoken through the prophet Joel. Some men claim the same baptism of the Holy Spirit is being administered on men and women today. They have misunderstood the prophecy of Joel and do not get the full import of Peter's application of the prophecy. That is no baptism of the Holy Spirit administered today. Peter concluded that the last days are here, the last dispensation, that of Christ and divine revelation. The gospel is now to be proclaimed to all men of all nations by those whom God hath ordained as his teachers and preachers of the word. Yes, Christ guides men today by the Holy Spirit through the proclamation and revelation of the word. All flesh, in this particular text, surely will not even mean all Jews and Gentiles. That would include sinners. That can be but one answer to this particular phase of the statement. The promise was given to be representative of both Jews and Gentiles. The promise of the baptism of the Holy Spirit was limited by Christ the administrator himself, limited to all flesh, representatives of both Jews and Gentiles. The baptismal marriage of the Holy Spirit was administered to the Jews, as we have discussed from the second chapter of Acts, on the day of Pentecost, while the special miraculous gift of the Holy Spirit was administered to the Gentiles at the house of Cornelius, in Acts 10:44-47. All flesh, therefore, has received the miraculous administration of the Holy Spirit. Today, there is one baptism. The Holy Spirit, having been sent to this world, the gospel of Christ, was confirmed by the works and by the words spoken by these men. Today there is one baptism. Ephesians 4:5. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. Language could not be plainer. The same Spirit in the same book that declared that is one Lord declared that is one baptism. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. That one baptism is water baptism. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is in the past. Today, I state again, the Bible says there is one baptism. Holy Spirit baptism is one. Water baptism is one. And baptism of fire, spoken of the Bible, is one. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 1 = 3. The baptism of the Holy Spirit is in the past. Christ having fulfilled his promise to the apostles. The baptism of fire is yet future. The baptism of fire in hell for the unsaved, as you read in Matthew 3:11-12. 3 - 2 = 1. Therefore, one baptism, water baptism, which all men who believe and obey the gospel